and escape the government, flee my residence, settling, I'm militant minded, brilliant rhyme wins, the time is now for me to shine, kids are innocent, blinded, society, gotta be reminded of my diary, because tragically, I carry the misery of centuries, that's sent to me, not coincidentally, intentionally, cause mentally, I represent the key, but it's a double-edged sword, see, trying to be godly, it's hard, especially in poverty's backyard, where violence is taking over, free enterprise and lies, designed and lies, cause it's deep inside, without a law, go to Jehovah, to guide the lost tribe, you're forced to reside on the north side, Babylon is never penalized, for being offside, so many lost lives, I wonder how long before the herd dies, the day I heard the earth cry for the first time, it was the worst time, it was the worst time, the way I heard the earth cry.
I came to the shores of America, the sky that's a pillar, the alpha and omega, and the home of the beggars, the black settlers, who've been beaten, raped, lynched, robbed, and stoned, and called upon the earth for service because they couldn't maintain it home. This dates back to 1555, when they captured the first tribe of men, and piled them in a pen, 50 feet high. It took them all on a 9,000-mile ride, and landed on the shore, a place they'd never seen before. I read about this inside the ancient books of war. Bondage and stainless steel, stripped of their language, still survived the anguish of slavery, but still remain nameless. Separated to portions, and tricked by John Hardy Hawkins, and sold on the auction, taught birth control and abortion. Rulers of the first part became slaves of the roast part. The devil's curse God, and we roast God. They turned God to dog, and made people searchard. No relief came to the prophet, by W.D. Farrar. Taught trauma, dropped our mamas off in Bahamas and Barbados. Tobago's separated us from slave boats, made our own.